Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Care to guess what Rehoboam's name means? Here's some rich irony. It means, a people has enlarged. That sounds like politician speak, like passing a deficit reduction bill that promises to reduce the increase in the amount of borrowing that they otherwise might have spent, if they hadn't already spent it. Come again? Not only was the population not enlarged, Rehoboam had driven the majority of the people into the arms of the rebel. Jeroboam's name, on the other hand, suits the man. It means, the people will contend. Some common synonyms of contention are conflict, discord, dissension, and strife. Thus, it would be throughout the whole history of the 10 northern tribes. Quote, so Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. 2 Chronicles 10:19. That is, until the time of writing. Now, Rehoboam wasn't going to take this rebellion lying down. He had a hair-raising chariot race back to his capital in Jerusalem, leaving Shechem post-haste after the assassination of his secretary of the treasury, a man named Hadoram. Now Rehoboam, quote, assembled from the house of Judah and Benjamin 108,000 chosen men who were warriors to fight against Israel, that he might restore the kingdom. Chapter 11, verse 1. But it was not to be, quote, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, verse 2, whose name indicates two-way communication, because it means heard of God. Through this brave man, the Lord told the king and all the assembled host, quote, you shall not go up or fight against your brethren. And that was that. Here's a bright spot in the story, quote, therefore, they obeyed the words of the Lord, verse 4. It's still a good thing, isn't it, when we obey the Lord's words in not fighting against our brethren.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.